Blog Talk Radio.
To the Heart of Love radio show, coming to you live from the D.C., Baltimore area. Tonight I'll be giving a word. You know, on Tuesday nights, we start a new format on the show. I'm actually preaching, hopefully, an inspirational message, a message that will change your life, a message that will help encourage you in your walk with God. So I hope you guys are ready and that you're in for a treat tonight, I believe. God is so good, and this is what I wanted to discuss tonight. I want us to talk about realizing your purpose. But we can get things started right now with a song from my cousin Eureka A. Wright, and then I'll be coming forth with the word.
Oh,
you guys enjoyed that. You're listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show. G Wright coming to you live from the DC, Baltimore area. Tonight, I wanted to talk about something that was basically, that's been basically on my heart, and something that I've personally been going through. And it's basically about this. It's basically about this realizing your purpose, and that's what I want to talk about tonight. I want to talk about realizing your purpose. You know, we all have a role to play in this thing we all call life, right? Some roles are less desirable. Some roles are inevitable. Some roles appear to be the best thing on this side of heaven, while some roles have a bunch of detours, blockades, etc. Not too long ago, I had an epiphany. If you're wondering what an epiphany is like when that light bulb goes off. Epiphany is when you have a change of mind, a change of heart. You see things from a different angle that you didn't know before or realize. You know, God spoke. He spoke to me. I listened. I did as he led me. And doors have been opening like a flood concerning preaching. It was like a light bulb went off. And suddenly, I could see clearly now. That song, I can see clearly now, the rain is gone. You know, something like that. And you know, I was going for a drive. I was driving. And I remember what God had truly called me to do. And that's to preach. Yes, I am. I preach through my music. But God also truly called me to do. He called me to do this thing called preach. He's called me to preach through our music. And he's also called me to preach the word of God. I apologize for that, guys. My phone was actually on, which I'm putting on vibration. One of my sisters was calling me. She might be even listening right now. But I just want to talk about this. You know, I know that I can preach through my music, but I've also been called to preach the word of God. And I guess I haven't been focusing as much on that as I have been on the music and preaching through the music. But this is what God's called me to do. Excited, I called a pastor, minister friend of mine, and discussed what was happening, what's been happening in my life. Of course, I was hearing different things or responses from different friends. That's when he told me this profound word, which I'm going to share with you. He told me this. He said, your purpose has not yet been realized. Then we said that, I'll say it again for you, your purpose has not yet been realized. And when he said that, something just, it's like, it hit me hard. This realization process is a process. You know, life is all about realizing who we are in Christ, who we are in, what our Creator, God, has created us to do. This is a process. It doesn't just happen necessarily overnight. And, you know, sometimes when you begin to walk and take those baby steps in the direction that God wants you to take, sometimes things happen. Sometimes things happen when you begin to take those baby steps. Doors open. You know, you're going to have to crawl sometimes before you walk. There's so many different things that happen when you begin to realize and seek God for yourself and seek and see what it is that God wants for you to do. Now, the thing about it is this. Sometimes what you think will happen won't happen. And what you think won't happen will happen. Realizing your purpose can be a good thing. Realizing your purpose can be a good thing. Little by little, God shows you what you need to know when you need to know it. Now, I do believe this. When I said that, man, when I made that statement, you guys, about sometimes what you think will happen won't happen, And then sometimes what you think won't happen will happen. Sometimes we try to figure out which direction God's going to go in. You know, what's happening? Am I supposed to do this? Am I supposed to do that? Oh, this is probably going to happen. It doesn't necessarily happen that way. It happens a totally different way. But I will say that in this realization process is this, that God, little by little, God shows you what you need to know when you need to know it. And we're going to get into faith and things like that later on in this sermon. But one of the things I want you guys to think about is this. As a man thinks, this is the Bible, as a man thinks, so also is he. So in your realization process and realizing his purpose, as a man thinks, so also is he. The way you think creates your universe. The way you think about yourself, it helps to form that. If you believe in God, if you believe in everything that God has put it, that's in his word, you will begin to see those things come about. You know, but realizing your purpose, I'm not going to get off on a tangent. We'll stick with this right now. Realize your purpose. My first point to you is to realize your purpose. You know, when we think of the word realize, you think that realize means you come to, you have an awakening. You understand better. It's a point of understanding. When you realize something, it's a point of understanding and comprehension. And your purpose is, purpose meaning your agenda, something that's unique for you to do. Because I do believe that we all individually have a plan. God has a plan for all of us. You know, so I was speaking with a friend of mine tonight, and I guess we wanted to discuss and compare, you know, who's been down what road and who's been down this road. And the conversation started to become one where, you know, I felt like it was beginning to become redundant in the sense of who's been down this road and who's been down that road. All that stuff doesn't really necessarily matter. All of our roads are different. All the different things we've gone through, you know, things are just different. Life is different. Things don't always happen the exact same way for all of us. But in realizing your purpose, it's not talking about any, we're not talking about, I'm not talking about someone else's purpose. I'm talking about your purpose. And in relationship to God, about your purpose and your purpose in God. I would like for you guys, if you have your Bibles, feel free to look to John chapter 3. Verse 3. You know, I think as Christians, this is definitely something that we have to realize what our purpose is. In John chapter 3, verse 3, Jesus was talking to Nicodemus. And Jesus responded to Nicodemus, and he said this. He declared, "I tell you the truth, no one can see the kingdom of God unless he is born again." So realizing your purpose, you got to realize, first of all, you must be born. We're talking about as Christians. In our lives socially, our lives in our community, if we're saying we're Christians, we've got to be born again. Now, it's believing that Jesus is the Son of God. It's believing that he was sent to die for our sins, you know, and that God raised them up on the third day. Now, we're approaching Easter, where we celebrate Easter, which is a monumental occasion for Christians all around the world. You know, and realizing your purpose, first of all, you have to realize that you must be born again. We're talking about Christians, guys. And you have to recognize who God is and recognizing the fact that God sent his Son. Because we go further into John chapter 3, we go to verse 16. "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, and whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life." You know, God did not send his Son into the world, verse 17, to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. You know, but realizing your purpose, you have to realize your purpose in God. You've got to be born again, first of all. You've got to be born again. Then my second point in realizing my second part underneath this, realize your purpose, you have to recognize there are many gifts. Don't be jealous. You know, it's like I can see someone and it just appears to be that this person has every type of spiritual gift that you can count on your fingers. This person can speak in tongues. This person has prophecy. This person has insight. This person can dance. This person can sing. This person can act. They have a little bit of everything. But, you know, the good thing about it is that God has not created us alike. We're all different. There might be people who might look like you. You know, you have relatives who look like you, and you guys resemble, you know, everyone in my family resemble each other. And although our gifts might overlap, all of our gifts are different. You know, all of our gifts are different. And the thing about it is this. Recognize that in realizing your purpose, recognize there are many gifts. Don't be jealous. In Romans chapter 12, verses 3 through 8, it says this: "For by the grace given me, I say to every one of you, do not think of yourself more highly than you ought, but rather think of yourself with sober judgment in accordance with the measure of faith God has given you. Just as each of us has one body with many members, and these members do not all have the same function, so in Christ we who are many form one body, and each member belongs to all the others. We have different gifts according to the grace given us. If a man's gift is prophesying, let him use it in proportion to his faith. If it is serving, let him serve. If it is teaching, let him teach. If it is encouraging, let him encourage. If it is contributing to the needs of others, let him give generously. If it is leadership, let him govern diligently. If it is showing mercy, let him do it cheerfully." You know, there's just so much. I just have to say that. In realizing your purpose, recognize there are many gifts in the body of Christ. Don't be jealous. But be thankful. I'm telling you guys, would you prefer to give a gift to? Someone who is thankful? Someone who is, you know, who says thank you? You know, even if it's just a little bit, they say thank you. Or someone who always complains. I don't know about you, but even in the teaching field, if you were to deal with children all the time, and the thing about it is this: would you have a child who is who's not appreciative, or would you give it to someone, a child who actually is thankful? More than likely, you're going to give it to one who is thankful. You know, be thankful for everything you have, because I'm telling you that there are people out there who are less fortunate. And as I become older and I begin to realize how precious life is, you know, because there's some people who did not wake up in the morning. There's some people who did not wake up in the right frame of mind. You know, one thing I've heard people say is this: I'm thankful I'm not on the other side. As long as I'm not on the other side right now, I'm good. I'm happy. You know, give thanks, guys. It says in Psalm chapter 136, verse 1, it says, "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. Give thanks to the God of gods," verse 2, "his love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords. His love endures forever. To him who alone does great wonders, his love endures forever." And it keeps on going on pretty much in that same fashion. But you get the point. Give thanks. Be thankful. And pray to God to help
show you the way you need to go.
You know, think about this. When you give thanks believing and hoping. First of all, give thanks because God is who he is first. First of all, give thanks and look forward to seek his face, not to seek his hand and what he could do for you, but just be thankful for who he is and the opportunity of life that you have. Praise and worship underneath that. And you're being thankful and showing thanks to God. Praise and worship God. You know, let them know that you are thankful. Now, if you're just tuning in right now to the Hard Love Radio Show, you're listening to myself. This is G. Wright, Minister G. Wright, for you guys tonight, bringing forth the word, realizing your purpose. Your purpose has not yet been realized. If you're in a place right now where you're seeking God and you're wondering, God, things are not working the way I need them to work or the way I planned for them to work, and you might think right now that your purpose has not yet been realized. I'm going to help you in realizing your purpose. First thing, realize your purpose. First of all, you must be born again. Two, recognize there are many gifts. Don't be jealous. And then the next point, be thankful. Those are my 3 points under realizing your purpose. About in a few minutes, I'm going to talk about walking in your purpose. I'm going to talk about walking in your purpose because you know what happens? Once you realize it and you have that understanding, that right now understanding of what God is leading you, the direction he's leading you, then you've got to walk. I believe that when you show your thankfulness, that God will reveal what he's going to do in your life. Right now, this is a brother of mine. This is Dan J. Butler, Another Day.
When I wake up in the morning and the sun shines across my face, I know the Lord, he's blessed me with another day. Oh, as I walk long life's Christian journey, and I cross the stormy banks and raging sea, I know that he will keep you in perfect. Another day, he has kept me. Another day, just one more day, he has blessed me. Oh, so no matter what I'm going, another day, and now that your night is over, and the sun starts to shine again, I know the Lord my God, he has kept me another day. Another day, God has blessed me with another day. Another day, just one more day, he has kept me. Oh, so no matter what you're going through, I know that my God will see you through another day, another day. day. God has kept me another day. Another day.
Greetings and salutations. This is Simone Malone, your radio feel-good man. I am the general manager and producer of HDMS.net Radio in Philadelphia and Delaware. And you're listening to G. Wright. It's G. Wright, the Heart of Love radio show, right there. Enjoy.
Hello, this is G. Wright, and you're listening to the Heart of Love radio show, coming to you live from the D.C. Baltimore area. If you'd like to call in, the number here is 646-595-4311. That's 646-595-4311. I just wanted to give you a little rundown of what we've been talking about tonight. I've been discussing with you guys about realizing your purpose. Your purpose has not yet been realized. And basically, in talking about your purpose and realizing your purpose, I've shared with you tonight that you must be born again. You must believe Jesus, who he is, and that he's the Son of God. In realizing your purpose, you have to realize that first of all. Then you have to recognize there are many gifts. Don't be jealous. And then be thankful. You know, praise God, worship God, give thanks, and God will open up the doors and the doors that need to be opened for you in your life. So that's the first point, realizing your purpose. The next point is walking in your purpose. Walk in your purpose. Now, when I think of the word walk, I think of put one foot forward and then take another step. You know, I think sometimes we focus so much on how fast we're going or how fast we're not going. But the question is, are you walking? Are you still in the race? Are you walking? Some people might be sprinting, but sometimes, you know, like when you're running a race, you know, sometimes you sprint, sometimes you have to slow down, sometimes you have to walk. But the thing is this, are you still in the thing? Are you still in the race? Now, I just want to encourage you tonight to not be discouraged. Don't fear. This is something that that God showed me, and that's this, what I'm about to tell you guys. The seasons may change, but your purpose never changes. The seasons may change. The seasons in your life may change, but your purpose never changes. You know, the biggest thing is this. When I think of the word, as far as not being discouraged, I think of Joshua. And God has always taken me personally to Joshua, chapter 1, because he was coming after someone like Moses. Who comes after Moses? Even though he was trained under Moses, who literally could even follow coming after an awesome leader like Moses? Even though Moses had his mistakes, because Moses was human, but he was such an awesome man of God. And one thing that Joshua led them into the promised land. And the thing about it is this. This we told Joshua in chapter 1. He said this.
verse 3, I will give you every place where you set your foot, as I promised Moses. Your territory will extend from the desert to Lebanon, and from the great river, the Euphrates, all the Hittite country, to the great sea on the west. No one will be able to stand up against you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Now listen to verse 6. Be strong and courageous, because you will lead these people to inherit the land I swore to their forefathers to give them. Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. Verse 8, do not let this book of the law depart from your mouth. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Then verse 9, he says this, have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. And some of you right now are going through what you're going through, and as you begin to walk in your purpose, sometimes that discouragement comes. That discouragement comes in many shapes and sizes. It might come through a casual bystander who doesn't even know what they're saying, and it actually discourages you. But I want to encourage you to not be discouraged and don't fear as you walk in your purpose, as long as you remember even this prototype in Joshua chapter 1, what God was telling him about not being terrified. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. So when you walk in your purpose, I want you to understand that just the surroundings may change, your seasons may change. But as the seasons change, your purpose doesn't change. God has created you to give God glory in the earth and to reach those who are lost, to reach them with the message of salvation. God is called, and that's part of our purpose. Now, in that purpose, I want to encourage you today to walk in authority. You know, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a spirit of power, a love, and a sound mind. When I was in a group, this group called Sudden Inspiration, we used to sing that song as a praise worship song. God has not given me a spirit of fear. God has not given me a spirit of fear, but he's given unto us a spirit of power, a spirit of love, and a sound mind. Walk in authority. Walk in authority. Whose authority? The authority God has given us through Christ. We have that authority. So we have that authority because of who God is, because of who we are in Christ Jesus, and because he has called us to do whatever it is he's called us to do. Now, I know you've heard this saying that goes like this, where there is a vision, where God gives a vision, he brings a provision. I know I probably said it wrong. Where God gives a vision, he brings provision. Walk in the authority God has given you and the purpose that he has called you to do in your life. Walk in that authority. Walk in authority of who you are in Christ Jesus, that you are a child of God. And God is saying, look, whatever God's called you to do, you do it in humility before God, and you do the thing that God has called you to do. Not being afraid, walking in authority, because guess what? As you walk in authority, God will open up the doors that need to be opened in your life for you to go through and to begin to walk in the purpose
Also, I would like to encourage you under this point to have faith in God. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1 says, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Have faith in God. You know, your brother, sister, down the street, guess what? You know, if they live down the street from you, guess what? They can't have faith for you. You have to have that faith in God for yourself. That's what you've got to do. You have to do it for yourself. You know, and there's a song that I'm going to play right now. Take a little break. This is Darlene McCoy's I Believe. Listen to your words. I'll be right back.
Guys, enjoyed that. This is Mr. G. Wright coming to you live from the Washington, D.C., Baltimore area. The number here is 646 595 43:11. I hope you guys will definitely feel free to call in, 646-595-4311. And before I get to this message, let me just tell you guys who are listening right now to definitely make sure you tune in on this coming Thursday from 6 to 7. I'm going to have Corey George, who is a life coach. And if you have questions and things like that about life and different things that you need some help with, make sure you call in this coming Thursday from 6 to 7. And you can also check him out at www.intouchwithcorey, and that's C-O-R-Y.com. That's intouchwithcorey.com. Now, going back into the message, for those of you guys who have tuned in, we're talking about realizing your purpose, and your purpose has not yet been realized. You know, sometimes you might be feeling discouraged, and you might think that things are not happening the way you would like them to go. But I just want to remind you that your purpose has not been realized, has yet been realized. Point one, realize your purpose. You must be born again. Recognize there are many gifts. There's no need to be jealous. Be thankful. Point two, walk in your purpose. Don't be discouraged. Don't fear. Walk in authority. Have faith in God. My third point for tonight is this. Don't give up on your purpose. You know, there's a poem that goes something like a dream deferred. It goes through the whole gamut of things as far as a dream deferred. Don't defer your dream. Don't give up on your purpose, but rather press toward your goal. If you look in Philippians, the third chapter, verses 12 through 14, if you have your Bible, I'll give you a second to get there. Ephesians, Philippians, you're right there. Listen, in Philippians chapter 3, verses 12 through 14, this is what it says. It says this, not that I have already obtained all this or have already been made perfect, but I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. Brothers, I do not consider myself to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. Don't give up on your purpose, but press toward your goal. Now, I want you to understand that as you begin to press toward your goal, that you're going to have different opposition and different forces coming at you from many different angles. I want you to understand that it's not promised that the road is going to be easy, but it's promised that God will bring you through everything that you go through. So press toward your goal. When we think about the word press, that means straining sometimes. To press against something means to push hard against something. Press toward your goal. You might have to press through some lying vanities. You might have to press through some disappointments. You might have to press through some heartache. You might have to press through some things that you've been carrying around for so many years. But I need for you to understand today, don't give up on your purpose, but press toward your goal. With everything that's within you, press toward your goal. And I want to encourage you guys to also to remind you that as you press toward your goal, it's not just a matter of this is my goal. You're keeping God before you wherever you go. You're keeping God's word in your mouth, on your lips. You're praising God. You're seeking God as you're doing his goals. So it's not like you're just pressing toward a goal, but you're pressing toward your goal in Christ Jesus. You know, it's not just I'm pressing my way toward this particular thing, but I'm pressing toward my goal in Christ Jesus. Then not giving up on your purpose and not giving up your purpose, no, you will make mistakes. You know, I have never seen a perfect Christian
only have experienced a perfect Savior.
Woo! Glory. Let me say that one more time. I have never seen a perfect Christian. Only have experienced a perfect Savior. I want to tell you guys this. You are going to make mistakes. And, you know, and I think that sometimes what happens to us in realizing our purpose, we tend to forget that, okay, we're along the way, we're going to make mistakes. Along the way, we're going to fall. You know, this takes me to this scripture in Romans chapter 3, verse 23, that says, all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. All have sinned. I want you to understand that there's no one that's perfect. We've all sinned and have fallen short of the glory of God. And when we try to act like we're righteous, it says in that our righteousness is filthy rags before Him. It is only by the grace of God, it is only by the blood of the Lamb that we're able to do what it is that we do in the name of Jesus. So don't give up on your purpose. Don't press toward your goal. Press toward your goal. Know you will make mistakes. And then don't beat yourself up. You know, the biggest thing that I think that sometimes what the enemy does, he sets us up. And the enemy sets us up in thinking that as we go toward our goal, that we are somehow going to become perfect and that we won't make any mistakes. But the truth of the matter is, we will make mistakes. Yeah. We will make mistakes. Some of God's greatest ambassadors in the faith and his greatest followers in the Bible have made mistakes. They've made mistakes. You know, don't beat yourself up. You know, it's amazing that in the Christian faith, this song that became a big hit for Donnie McClurkin, We Fall Down. We fall down, but we get up. We fall down, but we get up. We fall down, but we get up. For a Savior's just a sinner who fell down and got up. Get back up again. You know, for a Savior's just a sinner who fell down and got up. And you know, the Christian community hated that song so much. But that song touched so many people. That song reached so many people. That song reached people who weren't going to the church, the institution of the church. That song helped save someone who had gotten off of their path going toward their goal. Because, you know, we need to realize that we can get back up again. We can get back up again. You know, this song I'm going to play for you guys right now is a song from my CD. It's entitled, His Love Never Ends. I just want to encourage you today to know that His love never, ever ends. I guess it's not actually, okay, all right. Okay, I'm about to go to another song, guys. This song right here is a song entitled Consecrated For You. I hope this song touches your heart.
Take my life, let it be consecrated for You. Take my gift and my plans, let them be used for You. And soul, want to be a vessel for Your glory. Take my life, let it be consecrated for You. Take my mind, let it be consecrated for You. Take my gifts and my plans, let them be used.
to be a vessel for your glory. Take my mind, let it be consecrated for you. I know I can come to you, Lord. I know I can come. So I come, Lord, with a humble heart, knowing you here. I know you were here. Every word and soul, want to be a vessel for your glory. Take my, let it be. Take my mind, let it be. Take my Lord, let it be. Take my heart, Lord, let it be. My life, let it be consecrated for you.
Hello, this is G. Wright. Welcome back to the Heart and Love Radio Show, where I'm giving the word, realizing your purpose. And if, just in case you are feeling like your purpose has not yet been realized, that song you just now finished hearing was consecrated for you. That's one of my songs from my CD entitled All Things Are Possible. It's available on iTunes and on CD Baby. And at the end of April, my next CD entitled All Things Are Possible Special Edition will be available nationwide. So, guys, thank you for your prayers. Please feel free to visit me at gwrightonline.com and feel free to send me an email to gwrightonline@yahoo.com. Thanks for making this show a favorite of yours. Before I run out of time, let me recap. First thing, guys, is realize your purpose. Second thing, walk in your purpose. Third thing, don't give up on your purpose. My fourth thing for you tonight, and I only have a few minutes, is this: grow in your purpose. Be agile. When I talk about growing your purpose, I'm talking about this. Be willing to do what God tells you to do when he tells you to do it. And growing in your purpose and being agile, meaning, you know, God might, things might come from the left. You might need to duck. But you're still on your purpose now. You're still going, pressing toward your goal. And then sometimes you might have to jump in the air over some other things. And then sometimes you have to catch things. You know, things come and go many different ways. You know how life is. Be willing to do what God tells you to do when he tells you to do it. Sometimes in your growing in your purpose, God might tell you to put in your heart to do some things, and you might say, God, that does not make sense. I want to encourage you that God knows what's better for you than you know for yourself. The second, and then I need you to be willing to praise God in your purpose no matter what. No matter what, be willing to praise God in your purpose. I know I'm running out of time, and I don't really have time for it tonight, but if you turn your Bibles to Matthew chapter 26, verses 6 through 13, Matthew chapter 6, verses 6 through 13. He's talking about Jesus anointed at Bethany. We are approaching Easter. And one thing about this is that there's a lady there who was she paid a lot of money for her perfume. And the disciples were getting on her, getting on him. You know, why are you letting this lady do this? Why this waste? But Jesus said, why are you bothering this woman? She has done a beautiful thing to me. The poor you will have with you, but you will not always have me. When she poured this perfume on my body, she did it to prepare me for burial. I tell you the truth. Wherever this gospel is preached throughout the world, what she has done will also be told in memory of her. I would like to encourage you today to be willing to praise God in your purpose no matter what. Her purpose right at that point was to anoint Jesus, getting ready for burial, because that's what happened in that culture. So be willing to praise God in your purpose no matter what, no matter who's looking around you, no matter who is saying whatever they have to say about you. And then always pray as you grow in your purpose. Don't ever become conceited or get a big head. You know, pride goes before a fall. Lord, but you know, God loves the humble. God loves the humble. So if you've got to pray, guys, always pray as you grow in your purpose. I know I'm running out of time, but if your purpose has not yet been realized, then pray, believe God will show you, and then do the thing. Realize your purpose, walk in your purpose, don't give up on your purpose, grow in your purpose, and listen, as you grow, God's going to make his grace abound in your life. I hope that this word has touched your life, and I hope that this word has blessed you as much as it's blessed me. I just would like to say God bless you. Thank you for making the Hard Love Radio Show a favorite of yours, and I'll see you on Thursday with Corey George from 6 to 7. God bless.